So our gospel words today are hard enough to read, but it's even harder to live them. Jesus prays for us today that we would be one, that we would be a unity. So what does that mean? Well, unity, as you know, has all kinds of different meanings for different people. For some people, being united means to be united around a common purpose, despite our differences. Others think it means agreeing on everything in exactly the same way so that anybody else effectively ceases to exist. In some cases, unity is understood as uniformity, where we need to adhere to one exclusive set of beliefs, and anybody who doesn't comply is excluded. When unity becomes uniformity, that is, forcing others to conform to one specific set of beliefs, we lose. When unity forces us into an understanding with a because-I-said-so mentality, it's a very narrow understanding. That kind of agreement does not, that kind of thinking does not allow disagreement or questions. It's not unity. It's tyranny. So if being one, being united, does not mean we are all the same, or that we all believe the same things in the same way, what does it mean? Well, we know there's a bunch of ways to get at this. We describe it as unity with diversity, or maybe agreeing on the big things and the main points while disagreeing on less important things. Unity shows when we understand and respect the differences of others while we still are able to hold the same basic core beliefs. Now we know that division, taking sides with an I'm right, you're wrong mentality, that's really easy. And what that does is it very quickly leads to intolerance, division, and infighting. Heard a story about a church. Imagine a church with infighting. Heard a story about a church where they ended up with plaid carpeting. And they were asked about it, and somebody said, well, some members wanted red, some wanted green, some wanted brown, and a bunch of them threatened to leave if they didn't get the color they wanted. And we couldn't come to an agreement, so we got everybody's color. Now no one's happy because it's so ugly. By the way, our carpet is coffee-colored because I work here. Now, being one with Christ and each other, despite our differences, it's hard. It doesn't just happen. It's like marriage. Marriage ain't easy. It's hard. It takes work. And you really need to want it badly enough. So unity in Christ is not about who has the one right understanding. I mean, the 12 disciples disagreed on all kinds of things. Saints Peter and Paul, they had an ongoing feud about whether you needed to be Jewish to be a Christian. And that feud went on for 15 or 20 years. It took the Christian church around 500 years to begin to come to an agreement about the nature of Jesus. And even now, we're still trying to figure this out. So the question for us living here now today is, what does it mean for us to be one in Christ? To be united with each other in Christ our Savior. Oh, that's our name, isn't it? Yes. Now we know that we live in a time when there is more talk about deep divisions in our society along political lines. We keep hearing how almost everything is politicized and weaponized in an attempt to stun and weary the other side into submission. The challenge recently is the way in which some folks take their personal political positions and conflate them with their views of Christianity. A pastor friend of mine told me about a member of his congregation who told him, I can't go to church here anymore because there's somebody from the political party I don't support going there. I've heard that on both sides. The truth is, we are not all the same. We are going to hold different opinions. We are Republicans and Democrats and Independents and Socialists and who knows what else. And you'll notice I didn't say there are those people in this room. I said we are. We are. It's just kind of like your family gathering at Thanksgiving, right? Still one family. We are all these things. Our own church body, over 15 years ago, or had a 15-year-long conversation and debate on same-gender relationships, gay ordination, and so forth. We might agree on a lot of things, but that does not mean we are not united. Because first, we are Christian, one with each other, united in Christ. Our differences come from our human, selfish, I'm right, you're wrong thinking. Our unity in Christ comes from God Himself and Jesus. Which one do you suppose is stronger? The kind of unity we are called to is a more mature, rational, and compassionate thing. It's a unity that respects that we are going to agree on some things and disagree on others. The challenge for us Christians in this time is to practice unity in the midst of all the pressures we face to become divided. Jesus said in Mark's Gospel, "A house divided itself cannot stand." But division dressed up in religious-looking clothes is one of Satan's favorite tricks. Oh, it might look good. You can even selectively quote Scripture to support your own position. But in the end, that's not unity. The devil just loves it when we spin our wheels in religious-sounding things about God instead of opening ourselves up to being God's channels of peace and hope and new life in this world. So we know we live in challenging times, friends. We face all sorts of pressures to be divided, to take swipes at each other, making attacks on the character of those we disagree with, instead of listening to where they are coming from. That's why Jesus prays for us. Jesus prays for us that we would be one. In spite of our different opinions and understandings, He calls us to be one with Him. That is hard work. Unity means to have a common mission and a common cause. I hope you're not tired of hearing about this, but you know in our community, our cooperating churches of Sussex, 7 congregations from different Christian traditions share ministry together. Our clergy meet every month at least. We care about each other. Most recently, Deacon Mike Rooney at St. James died after a valiant fight against pancreatic cancer. When the clergy met, we were sad, we cried, we prayed. And we've all been invited, our clergy, to participate in Mike's funeral mass in a couple weeks together. Where else does that happen? We get to do this together because we hold up those things we hold in common. Christ is Lord. Oh, we have different polity. We have different understandings of Christ's real presence in the sacrament. We have all kinds of ways we can be different. But instead, we focus on what we have in common so that together we could create Sussex Outreach Service, where we care for at least 500 households in our community every year. Youth Day of Mission a couple weeks ago. Working together to learn about and fight human trafficking. And most recently, creating a tacos ministry for all the youth in our community. We do this together because we agree that Christ is Lord. That's unity, friends. Debating who is right or wrong or taking sides over how to interpret the Bible does not feed one hungry person. It does not bring peace to troubled people or forgiveness to those who feel guilty or relief to those who are tormented by fear. Trying to be right at the expense of being righteous leads us to live in fear of a wrathful God who wants nothing more than to punish us for not being perfect. So in a time when division is popular and common, Jesus prays for us that we would be united to love, to forgive, to live the way of Jesus. And we talk about this in a lot of ways in the church. One of the songs we sing sometimes says, one bread, one body. Yeah? One bread, one body, one Lord of all. St. Paul talks about the body of Christ. Many different parts, but we all need each other. Now, bread is not just flour or oil or yeast or water or sugar. It's all of them mixed together, joined with each other to make something new and delicious and life-sustaining. One thing made of many different ingredients, like us. In this place, we receive. We eat the body of Christ. And because you are what you eat, we are the body of Christ. To feed the world, to feed hearts, souls, and minds, to bring peace, to bring heaven on earth now. Jesus prays that we would be one. May we make that our mission, to live into Jesus' prayer, that we can join in common cause and common purpose, to share in Christ's redemption for this world.